Right, let's do this. Welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox in association with Smile Radio. I've got another fantastic playlist for you this week, so stay tuned as I pay homage to bands and artists that play under the radar of the mainstream radios. As always, quality music comes as standard with the Codfather. So if you want to get in touch with me, feel free to do so. We've got all the usual currency. You can email thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. You can tweet at smileradio3. Instagram at the Codfather DJ, and let's do this. Really, right, first up we have they're a Canadian alternative rock grungers, Dilly Dally, whom I happened to go and see last night at the Edro House in Leeds, with the Cod crew, Nathan, Lee, Stu, Susie, yeah, we're still buzzing from it. Absolutely brilliant. If you get a chance, go and see them. They've got some great bass lines, gnarly guitars and raw vocals. I actually think Katie Monks is gargling on tarmac. There will be a review on the website shortly, so go check that out. Here we go, this is Purple Rage.
Yeah.
Told you I'd be with the guys, and that was American rock band Cherry Glazer. That's Glazer with two R's. We've got a couple of UK dates coming up. They'll be in the Rough Trade in East London on the 4th of February and at the Manchester Gorilla on the 2nd of April. So get yourself down there, give them your support. Right, I've got a four-piece punk outfit up next, New Bomb Turks. They met at Ohio State University way back, a long time ago. And they took the name from Robert Wall's character from the 80s movie Hollywood Nights. I will advise you to have a look at this. Google their second EP, Drunk on Cock, which is an hilarious but offensive cover. This is Born to Lose the Trek. You're listening to The Alternative Jukebox with The Godfather.
Oh,
get out there from Trash Culture, an energetic garage punk rock band from The Big Smoke. They dip in and out of several different genres, and by their own admission, they play music because they have to. If they didn't, they would probably kill their colleagues, work colleagues. So if you work with them, try and avoid them. Right, moving on, we have American punk rock next. It's Tsunami Bomb. They've been active since 1998. Their energetic live shows have helped them build a loyal fan base. And unfortunately, they came to an end in 2005. The original lineup actually reunited in 2016 with a new vocalist and went on to perform a string of sold-out shows. This is Take the Reins.
Oh,
The Crooked Souls there, and Low. The song is actually the opening track from their debut album, Mo-Fi, which was recorded one Saturday afternoon in the front room of singer-guitarist Jesse's house. So I won't actually be on air next week, as me and the crew were off on a road trip. That's me, Nathan, and Dr. Ains. We're off to interview the very talented award-winning guitarist, Marino. You know, please go to the website, thecodfatherdj.com. There will be details on there. And there will be an interview, and we'll get it out to you as soon as we can. So we're moving on. We've got Owlin' Black Soul next. They're based in Southend in Essex. Powerhouse Trio, Just Think of Free, meeting Black Sabbath with a 1972 valve amp. They're currently unsigned. I was going to say throw in for good measure the amp, but there you go. I cocked that up, didn't I? But never mind. Currently unsigned, we always play the music that matters. This is the song Full of Desire. So away we go. I'm off for a dance because I'm freezing.
Bye.
Thank God for that. It's like Iceland in this the studio today, trying to get warm. That was Swine Tax and Thorns. They're from Newcastle, the abrasive trio, formed in 2017, and they like to fuse their post-punk with a bit of college rock there. The live reputation is growing, and they can often be heard in the heart of the northeast alternative music scene. Right, coming next is my track of the week. It's in the shape of a guy called Danny Caranos. He's better known for his musical counterpart, Amigo the Devil. He's been challenging the purists of traditional folk and country music with his morbid yet oddly romantic take on the genre, amassing a dedicated cult following. He's armed with only a banjo or a guitar and his vocals, so he remains deeply rooted in the storytelling tradition, so this is Perfect Wife. The Codfather, play music that matters.
Trigger pulled and my body lying on the floor. Oh, what a talented wife. And the last thing she said to me was,
we'll be right back. can't stop thinking about it. Thinking about it. Thinking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. Can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop thinking about it.
Can't stop thinking about it. And that was the Dirt Bombs. They're from Detroit. They're a five piece and they have a rather different setup. Two drummers, two bass players, and Mick Collins on vocals and guitar. And between them, they do make a rather loud noise. And they range across various spectrums of musical styles there. If you've missed a show, you can actually catch up. You can go to Podbean, and that's thecodfather.podbean.com. All the old shows are on there as well. So feel free, you know, if you want to put a review on there as well, please do so. Right, for your pleasure now, I have the Viagra Boys. And we're not going to... Never mind laughing, Nathan. They're not an hard rock band or anything like that. So, they're from Stockholm. They're an unruly punk rock band. So there you go, yeah. Unruly post-punk rockers anyway. So, and they're known for having one of the best live acts across Europe. And got a couple of UK dates coming up later this year. That's May the 14th, they're at Record Junkie in Sheffield. And May the 15th at The Cluny 2 in Newcastle. This is a track called Sports.
Dope. Short. Short shorts, cigarette. Getting high in the morning. Buying things off the internet. Sports! Ball, surfboard, rugby ball, sports.
Right, that was Trainwreck 1979, performed by Death From Above 1979. Not a very good year then, 1979, by the sounds of it. Right, they're described as a dance punk outfit, and when they started out, they wanted to be the AC/DC of hardcore. The duo have actually toured alongside high-profile bands such as Nine Inch Nails and Queen of the Stone Age. Right, I've got a band up next from Nashville, you know, and they don't actually play country music. And they formed in 2013 and have released two albums to date, Feels Like in 2015 and Losing in 2017. They also had a drummer called Stuart Copeland, not to be mistaken from the one from The Police. This is a band called Bully, and this is a song called Trying. You'll listen to the Alternative Jukebox with The Godfather.
My focus, my figure, my self.
That was Pup and Kids, and they're from Toronto. They love to play loud music, and they actually have an interest in midsummer tobogganing. So how's about that? Time's running out again, unfortunately. I hope you have enjoyed the show as much as I have. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. If you like what you're hearing, please spread the word. You know, get it out on your social medias. Let people know what you're listening to. You know, give us a review, whatever. That'd be much appreciated. And if you're an original artist or band and you'd like to be considered for the playlist, send me a tune to my email, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Right, a big thank you, as always, to the production team, Nathan Downs, Dr. Ains and Susie, and of course, Smile Radio. And mainly, you guys for listening. Playing out today is the Blue Carpet Band, a powerhouse garage dirty rock and roll band. They're based in London. This has got big riffs and 12-bar boogie. This is Hangover Cure. Catch you later.